Samantha Heller is a clinical nutritionist at New York University Medical Center and a contributor to Health Magazine. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Good morning. We should make it clear that this does not ban soft drinks completely. Excuse me. For elementary schoolers, nutritious drinks only, and this means they can have water and 100% juice drinks. For middle schoolers, diet soft drinks, water, sports drink, 100% juices, and low-calorie juice drinks are allowed. And for high schoolers, 50% of the vending machine slots can be filled with soft drinks, and the rest with water, juices, sports drinks, and other non-carbonated drinks, which makes you wonder why people would pick the latter if they have the soft drinks available.
Right.
So do these guidelines go far enough in your view?
You know, they are a step in the right direction, so we're happy about that, but I don't think they go far enough. And as you said, if there's five choices of different sodas rather than 10, that seems just a little lame to me. That doesn't make sense. The children can still drink soda, and I don't really think we need soda in the middle school and the high school.
Well, why do you, I mean, how responsible are these sodas for making kids fat? In other words, are they getting too much blame for the obesity epidemic, or do you think it's warranted?
That's such a good question. The Beverage Association would say they're getting too much blame, but studies are showing, there's a study that came out a few years ago that showed for every 12-ounce can of soda or sugary drink, it increased the risk of being overweight for children 60%. So, yes, it is contributing to the obesity epidemic, and we really don't need to have soda in the schools. And it is not healthy, it's not nutritious, and there are other options for kids.
But, you know, before we get to the other options, I'm just curious, what about diet beverages for kids? Because I know if we have soda in our house, it's usually diet soda. My kids don't drink much diet soda, but sometimes they do, and I'm kind of ambivalent about that as well. Is that unhealthy for children?
That's a good question. The jury's out. Some studies are saying diet soda might increase the risk of children wanting to eat more and get their calories, or adults in other places, but it's sketchy. The research is sketchy. Occasionally a diet soda is fine. But again, what's happening is these sodas are replacing diet irregular, replacing healthier things like low-fat milk, so the kids aren't getting the calcium and vitamin D they need. So it's a problem in terms of that, too.
But what about some of the high-sugar drinks? You know, even these 100% fruit juices, for example, like apple juice or even orange juice, while they're healthy, I don't want, like, the orange juice industry to start emailing me, but they're very high in sugar and calories, too, aren't they?
Well, we want 100% juice. We want it to be pasteurized, and we do want to limit the amount, 8 to 12 ounces for, you know, teens, and 4 to 6 ounces a day for younger folks. So we want them to have that 100% juice, but we have to limit the quantity.
And part of the problem is the schools get a big kickback, don't they, from the soda companies?
Well, I don't know if I'd say kickback.
Or is that
called pouring rights.
Oh, sorry.
And the companies pay huge amounts of money to the schools to have their
products. Source of revenue for the school.
And it puts the school in a tough position because the schools need the money for programs for the kids, and so they have to sort of sell their souls, in a sense, to have the products of the company there. So we have to find other ways to help fund these great programs for schools, sports, music, things like that.
And so bottom line, when it comes to introducing your kids to soda, you should probably try not to, really, when all is said and done. I mean, or certainly try to limit the amount of soda, their soda intake on a daily basis, because some of these kids are starting pretty young, drinking soft drinks.
You have children, right?
Yes, I do.
Why would you want to give a 1- or 2-year-old or 3-year-old soda? It doesn't make sense to me. There's no need for it.
So I try to keep it out of the house in general. The Coca-Cola and Pepsi people are going to kill me. But in general, you should really try to be introducing healthier beverages.
That's right. You know, occasionally as they get older, a soda is fine, but we don't want it to be a daily, regular part of the diet.
A staple.
Right.
Anyway, well, Samantha, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Nice to see you.